Are you out of your minds? Are you all out of your mind? Your mind, your mind, your mind.
And to the C students, I say, you too can be president of the United States.
Kissing cousin, hey, there's nothing. I mean, I don't really think about this as a problem of marrying first cousin.
So they all go vegan and wages and picket lines. I don't know, they're not often discussed in purgatory, are they?
I would not, could not, with a goat.
I think the problem with people like this is that they are so stupid that they have no idea how stupid they are.
Welcome to the Crab Diving Show with your hosts, Ryan Pfeiffer and Patrick Vile.
Everybody, it's Crab Diving Live, blasting at you from Los Angeles, California, Koreatown, US of A. A few minutes after 2 p.m. out here on the Pacific Coast, a little bit after 5 if your ear holes are sucking us in live out east. If it ain't that time, perhaps you're listening to us as a rerun on the Crab Diving Network, streaming for you 24/7, or you've downloaded us as a podcast at iTunes, at Stitcher, or at crabdiving.com. However, whenever, wherever, whatever circumstances you are listening to us, we appreciate the, sprinting fuck out of it. It's very fast fuck. We're going to be here for the next couple of hours. My name's Patrick Vile.
My name's Ryan Pfeiffer. What's up, guys? Welcome to the podcast. Sprinting. Yeah, I can hear you.
There was an odd crackling noise when you were moving your equipment over there. It sounded like there was something shorting out. I want to make sure everybody can hear everybody. Thanks for joining us this lovely Tuesday, everyone, here. It's a nice SoCal afternoon. I don't know what's going on where you are. Open the window. Look outside. We're going to be here, like I said, for the next couple hours. You can tweet us during the show if you like, at Crab Diving, one word, C-R-A-B-D-I-V-I-N-G. You can also sling us a message at our Facebook page, which is facebook.com/crabdiving, where all the cool kids hang out.
I had something to say. I totally forgot. God damn it. I think Schittler's going, is balding more. I think he's lost hair since he's been in office. Or is it just my imagination?
I don't know. I haven't been, it might have gotten lighter color.
Oh, really?
Like he may not have orange. He might not have soaked it in tang as much as he has in the past, so possibly, I'm just speculating, but possibly it's getting, you know, it's just
how's he gonna maintain
it's so thin?
How's he gonna maintain that look in jail, though?
I don't know. He's not going to jail,
really. You don't think so,
no.
Man?
No, God, I think damn. He'll. I think he's got dementia, and I think they'll diagnose him. And then Pence will pardon him of all crimes because he obviously was
in the
throes of dementia, not in his right mind. I think everybody else go to jail, but I think they'll pull that for the good of the country thing. Like when they pardon Nixon and shit before anyone even went after him. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Schindler's like a lot more dangerous than Nixon to me. And I really. Do you remember Nixon trying to,
remember Nixon killing 10 to 20 extra thousand people so that he could, get some political capital
by continuing
the war?
Yeah, that's a good point.
I think Nixon was evil. I think
Trump's evil.
Trump's dumb. Trump's dumb evil.
Yeah.
But I think Nixon was like insidious evil.
I mean, what? That's true. Maybe Trump's just stupid. He doesn't give a fuck. I mean, you know, I just don't remember Nixon trying to start a nuclear war, but maybe he did.
Well, pluses and minuses, yeah.
I mean, me talking about Nixon probably sounds a lot like Schindler talking about Andrew Jackson. What the fuck I know? I went to fucking school in Georgia. We
a
don't
lot
know
more than,
fucking shit.
I'm sure you know a lot more.
I'm not sure.
Bannon is the one who somebody on the telly yesterday was talking about.
Hello?
How Steve Bannon was the one who introduced Donald Trump to all the Andrew Jackson love, and that it's a kind of weird, fucked up kind of alt-right love for Andrew Jackson.
Oh, geez.
And that there's this weird group of I guess conservatives, you want to call them, over on that end at least, who also are not big fans of Abraham Lincoln.
Oh, geez. Who the fuck doesn't like Abraham Lincoln? I mean, that's a gimme, yeah. Right?
These are the idiots who think he was a tyrant and that he, you know, states' rights and everything.
Well, listen, honestly, we're talking about before the 1900s. Probably everyone was a tyrant back then. My God, it was a barbaric fucking time.
Yeah. Who the fuck knows?
Yeah.
What people were really like.
Settling this country, all this other shit.
Well, yeah, and I'm sure Honest Abe was no angel.
Fuck no.
I'm sure none of these guys were, you know, pristine, honest, clean, living, wonderful human beings. Like, all of us are flawed. But, you know, as history kind of shows, the people that tend to seek power and get there are, you know, a lot of them are fucking assholes. And dickwads, yeah. And not in it for the people, but in it for themselves.
You know, it's funny. I mean, you're right. I mean, Hitler isn't the most evil president we've had. I mean, I keep having to remind myself that he has yet to lie us into a war.
With all those
fucking casualties. I mean, he's still got a long way to go. I mean, hey, George Bush, if you're listening, despite all the news and all the weirdness of Hitler, you are still far worse, far fucking worse than Donald Trump on any day of the motherfucking week because of the Iraq war. And you remember the way you sat there with your thumb up your ass when you found out that the towers were under attack when you're reading that fucking book?
Too many good docs are getting out of business. Too many OBGYNs aren't able to practice their love with women all across this country.
I don't know why I had a cow. There's lots going on in the world. Goddamn, yesterday we're going to talk about really this whole dementia thing because I really think he's losing his mind. I think he's or they're setting up some elaborate ruse where he's pretending to lose his mind,
right?
So that he can not be prosecuted because goddamn the shit that he came out with yesterday. He probably came out with some shit today too. We can see what's going on.
Oh yes,
in the headlines before we get to the fun shit.
For these mainstream media characters to get all wee-weed up about that.
From the Crab Diving News Studios, high atop the Crab Diving Tower, Los Angeles, California. Dateline, May the 2nd, 2017.
The year of our Lord.
These are your headlines.
Okay, I forget about the okay.
Okay.
Over at the Commie Pinko Liberal Huffington Post.
What is it?
They have a picture of, do you remember when Trump sat in that big rig truck at the White House?
Oh, my God.
He was pretending to be driving it and making those faces that, I don't know, a six-year-old would make.
You know, he looked like, he reminded me of Jonathan Winters in Mork and Mindy.
Oh, yeah.
He's aging backwards. Maybe Jonathan that's the Winters. Problem. Is he from Orson?
The amazing Jonathan Winters.
Oh, yes. No. Mork.
Ork.
The planet Ork.
Yes.
And Orson was the guy in charge.
Orson of Ork.
Okay. Is he from Ork? Is that what is happening?
I think they
with
all
Schittler?
Were. Maybe not. Oh, is
Trump. God, don't you see my you see my point?
Dork.
It's like he's aging backwards.
Pork. Well, that's dementia.
Does that make sense?
It's dementia.
Yeah, yeah.
The headline says, preschool prez can't stand the heat.
Ooh.
It leads to a story by Amanda Turkle, one of the great journalists over there at the HuffPost.
Related to studs?
I know not.
Okay.
White House, government shutdown is possible if the Democrats keep hurting Trump's feelings.
Hurting his feelings by saying exactly what he says at any given moment.
Today at 6 a.m., he tweeted the reason for the plan. Wait, 6 a.m. our time, which would be 3 a.m. Washington time.
He said bananas.
The reason for the plan negotiated between the Republicans and Democrats is that we need 60 votes in the Senate, which are not there, exclamation point. We, dot, 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 dot.
That's nothing.
Four dots.
But four dots doesn't mean dick. That's four
Next
dots.
Next tweet. Yes. We, dot, 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 either elect more Republican senators in 2018 or change the rules now to 51%. Our country needs a good shutdown in September to fix mess, exclamation point.
There you go. See, now I understand that. That's the GOP we all know. They just want to shut shit down, even when they're in charge.
Well, him. No, this is him. I don't think the Republicans know about this.
Right.
On Sunday, congressional negotiators came up with a plan to avert a shutdown this week of the government, keep it up and running through September. With the Republican caucus so divided, according to the HuffPo, its members had to actually work with Democrats to figure out a bill that could pass. In other words, the Democrats were going to say, no, no, fuck you, if you try to put your ridiculous wall in, or if you try to defund Planned Parenthood,
yes,
et cetera, et cetera,
hey, oui,
et cetera. Oui. Or if you try to pull those Affordable Care Act subsidies out. Remember, he was holding the gun to the head of all the insured people of the United States.
Yes. How nice.
Obamacare.
What a great ruler we have right now. I mean, God damn it. To all those people that said Obama was a tyrant, do you feel stupid? I mean, deep down inside, do you feel like, I don't know, ridiculous?
Buyer's remorse. And
buyer's remorse.
Right out of the, right out of the fucking GOP playbook we're going to wreck something and then blame it for not working.
Oh, yeah.
He was going to refuse to pay the insurance companies, which I'm sure he got a phone call or several from some insurance billion
man.
Cunts who were like, oh, wait a second. What do you mean we're not going to get our billion something dollars this month?
What the fucking fuck is this shit, guys? I'm not going to put up with that shit.
And then he was going to blame Democrats.
Oh, why not? Yeah.
I'm not going to pay anybody's insurance premiums this month, and it's going to be your fault.
Isn't that Paul Ryan's playbook, though? I mean, Paul Ryan, didn't he shut down the fucking guy?
No,
Mitch
that
bitch?
Was Mitch. That was pretty much laid on the shoulders of Ted Cruz, wasn't it?
Oh, yeah, yeah, that's right.
Didn't you kind of drag them into that?
You know, it's funny. It's easy to get white guys like Mitch the Bitch, Paul Ryan, and Ted Cruz. I mean, aren't they all just the same shitty, you know, neocon Christian cunts, really just different? I was going to say different shades, but not really.
Yeah, Christian in quotes.
Oh, yeah.
There was actually some things went up. Some things we like. A couple things got more money that we like.
Wow.
Protections for Planned Parenthood stayed, and money for Affordable Care Act subsidies got paid. And guess what? No money for a wall.
Nah. Well, he's doing it later, right?
Yeah. So they're livid over at the White House. Even today at Spicy's little Spice Fest.
Right.
He had that Mick Mulvaney. What a really loathsome creature that guy is.
Who is he?
Budget director. He's the guy that we saw it earlier offline. He was
crap diving offline.
Gave the personal anecdote before endear himself to the press.
Oh, about his stupid
wife. It's my 19th anniversary, everybody, God. And I'm here with you and I know your LMA is doesn't know me that I could be married to anyone for 19 years. Yuck, 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 yuck,
is there
yuck,
anything
yuck, yuck, yuck.
More loathsome to wives of these old, straight, white, male, dickhead senators, presidents, congressmen? Is there anything they hate more than the Viagra pill?
They hate more than the Viagra pill.
The wives of these guys.
Oh, the wives.
You see,
yeah,
they
yeah.
have to fuck them.
Oh, yeah.
Because
that
of
was
the Viagra.
Worst, that was the worst invention ever for those poor women.
Yes.
The Democrats are claiming victory, which is driving them nuts. Mick Mulvaney today said, I don't know why the Democrats are saying this is a victory. This is a bipartisan. We work together.
Oh, yes.
But the Democrats didn't really lose anything.
No,
nothing
they didn't.
That was being threatened to happen.
Right. So.
And the Democrats got their way. I'd call that a win, wouldn't you?
Right. And they don't have the Senate. They don't have the House. And it's sure as fuck not a there Democrat in the White House, baby.
How's it feel, Mitch the Bitch?
Right.
To fuck the White House from the minority. It's great, isn't it? Our system is wonderful. House Minority Leader Nancy Pelosi called it a defeat for Trump. And Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer said, I think we had a strategy and it worked. So Trump is out of his mind.
Oh, absolutely, man.
He took to Twitter this morning and threatened a good old shutdown in September.
I mean, this is the leader we have. All that happened, from what I understand, is that the system that we have kind of worked. Or who knows if it worked. But it's just this is just a product of the system we have in place, right?
Well, right. And the whole 60 votes in the Senate is there to make sure that a tiny minority or majority can't run roughshod
yes.
over the United States.
And so every time Schittler doesn't get his way, does he want a pound of flesh from the other side?
Now he wants to change the rules again for everything. He wants to get rid of the filibuster in general or whatever the right. 60 vote limit is on budget. I think they're going to have to pass laws to change that.
It might not happen.
You don't just call up Mitch and say, hey, change that rule.
Yeah.
That's one of these that I believe is a law that there have to be on budget issues. There have to be 60 votes in the Senate.
Right.
Forcing compromise.
Why doesn't Schittler just, defect to North Korea and help Kim Jong-un? Because it seems like that kind of government is more his speed. That might work well for him.
Get some pointers.
I mean, yeah, there's no legislative bodies to deal with over there, I imagine. I mean, what do they have in North Korea?
Kim, they won't let me run my missiles down the street during parades here. Do you believe it?
Oh, just fucking cut a bunch of people's heads off and fuck them up. That's what Kim Jong-un would say.
Mulvaney whined today. The Dems have been trying to claim a victory on this, which I think is a very strange way to look at bipartisan discussion.
Oh, fuck you.
If you're in a bipartisan meeting, I think it's very unusual for one group to walk out and start spiking the football and say, we won, we killed the other guys. It certainly doesn't bode very well for future discussions.
Uh-oh.
So they're saying, we're butthurt.
Oh, yes.
So that sentence there, he said, I know you won.
Right.
But you're being dicks about it.
And we're going to get you for it. Right. You're going to fucking pay. You don't know when. At some point, when you're least expecting it, we're going to make you pay because we're the party of fucking spite.
At one point he said, I think the president is frustrated with the fact that he negotiated in good faith with the Democrats and they went out to try to spike the football and make him look bad.
Oh, fuck you.
I get that frustration because I think it's a terrible posture for the Democrats to take.
Oh, look at the Democrats working there for their fucking constituents.
Yeah, I've got some posture for you.
I mean, really, the Democrats want to give
terrible posture.
The constituents what they fucking want. As opposed to the GOP. I don't know what they do.
And the Democrats represent more of the nation.
Yeah.
They just do. Right. With this ridiculous electoral college bullshit where some cowboy boot wearing dick out in Montana, his vote is worth 30 times what mine is.
Right, right. Why don't you let the Bushes fucking vote? Or the rocks, you know? It's so infuriating.
So all these quotes from Mulvaney are just about how butthurt they are. I think what you heard this morning was his sense of frustration over how he's being mistreated by the Democrats on a bipartisan bit of legislation.
No, fuck off. You got to be kidding me.
See, he can't lose. Donnie can't lose.
No, he can't.
And he's losing his fucking tiny little orange mind.
And that's even more, like you talked about it in the first 100 days. It wasn't really his accomplishments that he was concerned about. He just wanted hash marks in the win column.
Right. Look, I won. Point, point, point. Look.
It doesn't even matter what's in the legislation to him. He doesn't fucking care.
Mulvaney said, you have a president who's able to work with Democrats and Republicans. Able?
I don't think so.
They said we don't need the Democrats when they started this let's repeal Obamacare bullshit
right.
a couple of months ago, remember? We
yes.
had the Democrats? Fuck them. We have the majority.
Do you think they counted on all these people having it, all these representatives going back to their town halls and catching hell from their constituents?
Yeah, and that's really what's saving us because Right now, they've got the Freedom Caucus. The Freedom Caucus loves the new revision of Trump Care because, you know, it kicks people off existing. I mean, people with existing conditions are kicked off that shit.
Oh, shit.
All perfect. Kinds of, yeah, the mandate's gone, which essentially is going to send everyone's skyrocketing for decent care. No, it's going to show up again as they're going to say, well, look, you have choice. Like you did before. You could pay $20 a month for a minimum
for nothing
coverage. And then you look at that coverage and it really is. Maybe you get $20 back off of that coverage if something happens to you. And then you're getting doctor right. bills for millions. So,
and what do these cunts get?
That was the point of it, is that these ridiculous, horrible, shitty insurance policies that the evil insurance companies were spewing out were gotten rid of by Obamacare. Right. That's the point. Get rid of shitty coverage.
Yeah.
And then average out, everybody has to pay. Therefore, it's called a risk pool. That's what brought everybody's costs down. Now they're talking about the Republicans are talking about spilling it off and saying, well, we're going to create risk pools, high risk pools in each state for pre-existing conditions, which means, as a pre-existing condition, you'll have access, but they can charge you $5,000 a month for your insurance.
They're trying to compromise to make it seem less.
It's not a compromise.
You know what I mean? I mean,
they're lying.
Yeah.
And then Mulvaney said, what I think you heard the president express this morning was frustration over how he's being treated as part of the negotiation. It may be if things don't get better, we may get to that point of a shutdown.
Oh, okay.
So he was asked, well, what do you think of the little pissy baby who's got a little butt hurt threatening a government shutdown because his fee-fees are hurt?
What's it going to look like if the Republicans shut down the government and they have the White House, they have the Congress, and they have the fucking
exactly.
Senate? That's
exactly.
ridiculous.
Exactly.
You guys shut it down when you were in the minority. Now you got to shut it down?
Right.
Do you not have, is there no one with a piece of paper and a pencil? Can no one write?
So they can't, because of these town halls and everything and all the activism on the left, these purpley state, purpley district Republicans realize that they could be voted the fuck out in less than a year. A year's time is, a year's time is when the next elections are. So in a year and a couple months, they could be fucking gone because people are pissed.
Right.
And so they're saying, well, like in New York, they were even saying this current plan that they have, this current iteration of Obamacare or Trump Care.
Yeah.
even won't allow certain states that have subsidies to access them. So it's like, they won't work. It won't. The things that they say are going to help the state. If we take this away here, we're going to give you this, these subsidies to access. Well, a state like New York doesn't need the subsidies.
Yeah. Then
they're going to say, well, you don't need that money. No subsidies for you.
In a state like New York, too, are you going to be able to wave enough Jesus bullshit in their face to distract them?
So you're
going to
cover. Yeah. No. So people are going to lose coverage. So these purple district guys and women and others. Well, no, Republicans, guys and women, are worried that they can't vote for this current shittier version because it's worse. It kicks 30 million people off instead of 20 or
but
something
in the
like
meantime,
that. But the Freedom Caucus is now happy. Yeah. But now I don't think they have enough. I think they're down 21. I saw today is the whip count on Republicans who've said, well, I'm not voting on this current. I'm voting no on this current Trump Care.
Did they get pressure from Trump to
every
vote
day?
Yes.
This morning he had some, I don't know. He gave somebody a medal or some shit like that. Awesome. Thanks for your service. And, but there were some Congress people in the audience that he acknowledged. He said, so-and-so is here. So-and-so is here. And so-and-so is here. And he goes, you guys ready with that health care? How's that health care soon? Right. Soon.
Good God.
How's that health care coming? He wants it now.
What is he going to do? Just turn the screws and then they pass something?
What screws?
The constituents don't work and then they're fucked? I have no fucking idea.
What screws does he have is the question. That's why this is a shitstorm. Well, who cares?
Rhetoric.
He can fire up the minority of morons on Twitter. The resistance La Resistance is infinitely stronger on the Twitter.
Yeah. And then you know what's going to happen? More bombs. We're going to have more military bullshit.
Reichstag.
It's very
fire. Like on go to our Facebook page, facebook.com/crabdiving. There was an article by a historian professor dude who said, yeah, he thinks it's inevitable and just a matter of time before Trump pulls his Reichstag fire moment like Hitler did or like Uncle Nipples did with Chechnya.
Right. Shit.
Where Uncle Nipples blew some shit up, blamed terrorists, Chechenian separatists, and all of a sudden he went in and, Nipples slapped that down, got to subjugate those people some more and oppress those people. And then at home, his approval rating soared from like 20-something to 70-something.
Well, even when Schittler pointlessly bombed that Syrian airfield, I mean, his approval rating went up, right?
Not that much.
Yeah.
Which is what the good thing is, we still have a free press here, sort of.
Yeah.
Nipples has pretty much taken
care of. He's got that under control.
Yeah. So I think we're still a little bit better off here with what's going on with the Fourth Estate. there you go. That's the headline over at the HuffPo. Preschool Prez can't stand the heat.
God,
that spectacular picture of him going rah in the cab of that 18-wheeler.
Now you really want to know, like, wouldn't you have liked to see like a real workup of his health or some real fucking?
You mean besides he's the most healthy person to ever step foot into the White House?
Yeah, who the fuck was that doctor? The Big Lebowski, whoever the fuck that was. How about a real doctor look at him and do some brain scans and see what's wrong with this motherfucker? Or listen, or we can just let him mindlessly steer us into World War III, whichever.
In fact, one of the sub-headlines over at the Drudge Report here says, healthcare wreck again.
Oh, my God.
Republicans brace for war with each other. See, these moderate, they call them the Tuesday group, Republicans are not on board.
Yeah.
This new iteration of Trump care.
Well, how would they be? I mean, they can't.
Some of the Freedom Caucus might not.
Yeah.
Because it still has black fingerprints on it.
Right. That's fucked up. One is, I just don't understand Schittler's endgame. He's just going to shove this down people's throats, and then what? He's going to lose. Oh. He forces these people to vote on something that their constituents don't want, and then they won't have the House or they won't have the Senate next time around.
And then do you remember the quote that I still see in social media occasionally from Nancy Pelosi, well, we'll know what's in it after it's passed. Remember that?
Holy shit, yeah.
And they scream about that when, of course, she wasn't talking about the entire bill. She was talking about a certain thing in committee that when they vote on and they attach all these amendments and shit.
Right.
So the entire House does not know what they're going to be voting on until the committees are done.
Because
we don't know what we're going to vote on until it's passed.
And then you get to see it, right? It's not like you're voting on it blind.
Exactly. Yet,
but that's
morons on social media still use that. Oh, yeah, what about Pelosi saying, well, we'll read it after it's passed.
What about you cunts that voted for that Patriot Act? Nobody read it. Nobody read that fucking thing, right?
Oh, well, yeah, there's that, too.
Now, nobody read the Patriot Act. Nobody reads these fucking bills. Don't they have, like, staffers and assistants? Don't they read this shit and then give them a fucking outline?
Yeah, tell me if I like this or not.
Right.
Over at the Drudge Report, the real headline, this is amazing. I guess it's a big deal now. They are going after Stephen Colbert.
Yes.
For using a homophobic slur.
I'm sure they're taking this shit out of context.
When he really, now on the left, I saw these headlines. Like, I think over at the Raw story, the headline says, here it is. Colbert brutalizes Trump in 2-minute blitz.
Oh, shit.
See, now here's the slur.
Right?
Do you want? I'm not going to say it. I'm going to let you hear.
Okay.
Stephen Colbert with his phobic slur that now apparently they're going after, or the right is kind of going after. You know what
yeah,
I mean?
Yeah, yeah. Oh, okay.
And they're saying, oh, the hypocritical lefties aren't going after Colbert because he said this.
Jeez.
But again, before I'm prefacing it, it's not a homophobic slur. It's a power thing.
Right.
The Late Show, I'm your host, Stephen Colbert. It is day 102 of the Trump presidency, 1,358 days to go, but who's counting?
He's raising his hand. The whole audience are raising their hands.
We're all counting.
A little notch on my wall. Now, Trump has repeatedly said that this 100 days thing is totally arbitrary, okay? Totally unimportant. And to prove how unimportant it is, he took out a TV ad, he cut a cake on Air Force One, and he held a rally in Pennsylvania. The theme of that rally, promises made, promises kept.
Yeah, those signs were all over that fucking moron rally.
God.
And then, by the way, you know, he talked about how people were being kept outside. Nobody could get in.
Yeah.
The whole top of the, basically, the auditorium was empty.
There's plenty of room in there. Nobody gives a shit.
It was nowhere near capacity.
Yeah.
Let me see. That's the whole version. Here's the edited version. Let me see.
Okay.
That's the whole monologue. But here we go.
Walking out in the middle of a sentence wasn't even the president's biggest insult to John Dickerson.
And I think actually I've been very consistent. You know, it's very funny when the fake media goes out, you know, which we call the mainstream media, which sometimes I must say is you. But when the
you
fake
mean me personally or
your show, I love your show. I call it Deface the Nation.
Deface the Nation.
How sweet.
Really? Donald Trump, John Dickerson is a fair-minded journalist and one of the most competent people who will ever walk into your office, and you treat him like that? Now, John Dickerson has way too much dignity to trade insults with the President of the United States to his face. But I, sir, am no John Dickerson. And when you, okay, all right, let me introduce you to something we call the Tiffany Way. When you insult one member of the CBS family, you insult us all. Bazinga. All right? Here we go. All right? Get the gloves off. Mr. Trump, your presidency, I love your presidency. I call it Disgrace the Nation. You're not the POTUS. You're the BLOTUS. You're the glutton with the button. You're a regular Gorge Washington. You're the president, but you're turning into a real pricktator. Sir, you attract more skinheads than free Rogaine.
That's really good. I like pricktator.
You have more people marching against you than cancer. You talk like a sign language gorilla who got hit in the head. In fact, the only thing your mouth is good for is being Vladimir Putin's cock holster.
That's it?
The only thing your mouth is good for is being Vladimir Putin's cock holster.
God, that's genius.
And that's the homophobic slur.
But it's not homophobic. It's funny.
Well, and it's a... He's...
It's not... They're not saying he's gay. He's sucking the guy's dick.
It could have been Angela Merkel's giant clit.
Right. He's being subservient to Russia.
In his holster. Yeah.
Yeah, he's being Putin's bitch. He's being Putin's bitch. That's what he's saying. Cock holster is funny, though. God, I've never heard that. Don't you like that? That's hilarious.
Yeah, that's a pretty good one. So that's the... that's what they're all up in arms about.
Lord Cock Holster! Cock holster. Oh, that's good. So what? How are the libs the fucking snowflakes, by the way?
Over at the Decider, it says, Stephen Colbert's shocking attack on Trump concludes with a homophobic slur.
Oh, fuck you. It's not homophobic, and you're being a, you know what? You're being a fucking pussy. Just like Ted Cruz, you're a pussy.
God, this must be, I didn't realize there were a lot of right-wing nutjobs over at the Decider, because maybe it is a right-wing nutjob place.
And the fucking feigned.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, the, what is it?
Oh, my God. The decider. These are the headlines. Conservative hero unleashes sick burn on liberals during Final Jeopardy.
What?
On Jeopardy. There was apparently a...
Oh, okay. I didn't hear about that.
How did Bill Nye go from childhood hero to conservative enemy?
Oh, shit.
Yeah, so you can imagine this is the decider.
Oh, yeah.
That says, shocking attack on Trump. Concluding with a homophobic slur.
You know, Bill Nye is ruthless. You know what he does? He stands up on wherever he's talking. And he says facts about science and shit.
Yeah, I mean,
how offensive.
They're turning him into such an enemy, a villain on the right because he believes in fucking science.
Well, dude, all he did was debate Ken Ham.
They don't even pay attention to that. Because he's on all the telly shows now.
Telly, hello.
Talking about climate change.
Right.
And fossil fuels and, you know, science and facts shit. Yeah. And that we got to hurry up or we're going to hand our kids and grandkids a big steaming pile of shit.
I mean, all he did with Ken Ham was sit there and say facts. Ken Ham would say something stupid, and then he would say, okay, well, what about this? What about carbon dating, dickhead?
My answers are all right here.
Right. I mean,
holding up the Bible.
Yeah. I mean, that Ken Ham kind of put that, you know, I don't know. I never felt like I heard from Bill Nye very much until the Ken Ham debate popped up. I mean, I don't know. Maybe.
Yeah, I mean, he's been getting more and more. He wasn't political. But you just kind of get dragged into it. Like Neil deGrasse Tyson, same thing. He doesn't even self-identify as an atheist, but if you listen to him talk, he's an atheist.
Well, you know, these science people, they don't need to until all of a sudden we have a government where, I don't know, the guy that runs the EPA doesn't want to look into why fracking is creating earthquakes. Or they're ignoring science. We get that Inhofe, who, what was that? Inhofe, he didn't believe in global warming and he threw the snowball.
And guess who his biggest donors are?
Yeah.
They're in Oklahoma.
Sure.
I wonder.
Fracking.
So Trump's behavior, there's a story over to Politico.
Yes.
That of yesterday, it's titled Trump's Dizzying Day of Interviews.
Okay.
It says comments on the Civil War, big banks, and Kim Jong-un are perplexing aides and historians.
And historians. That's...
Well, did you see this morning? You know, yesterday we were laughing about how he said, you know, when Andrew Jackson saw what was happening with the Civil War, he didn't like it at all. and then it turns out Andrew Jackson was dead like 16 years before the Civil War.
He was in a coffin underground. He was dead. Dead as fuck. Doesn't have an opinion about the fucking Civil War because the man is fucking dead. I mean, it's fucking nuts. So at least here's the thing. At least people got to know who the fuck Andrew Jackson was in the last couple of days and sort of figure out when he was alive. That's what Schittler gave us, which is nice.
So this morning he tweeted, this is our president, among, you know, he also tweeted that thing about the Democrats.
Oh, yes.
We need more Republicans who change the rules now. Put me in charge, goddammit. he tweeted, this is 21 hours ago. So this is yesterday when all the shit was hitting the fan still in the evening. President Andrew Jackson, who died 16 years before the Civil War started, saw it coming and was angry. Would never have let it happen. He saw it coming. He had crystal balls, two giant, big.
He's doubling down.
Crystal balls. He saw it coming and he was angry. Saw it coming.
He's doubling down. That's
he was
insane.
Angry. Because he had 120 slaves, right?
Yeah. Why doesn't just Trump could say, number one, I was wrong about the Andrew Jackson thing. I know it sounded stupid and I elaborated on it. I didn't know what the fuck I was talking about. You know, listen, I know better now. Or he could say I confused Andrew Jackson with this other guy, which would be bullshit. But still, but what you just read was nuts.
Right.
He saw it coming. God, we're talking about people in the 1800s. I don't mean to be a dickhead, but, you know.
And who the fuck knows?
How evolved were they?
And who the fuck knows?
How would you see a civil war
coming?
He had
a big heart.
Right. Who knew if he had a big heart?
How would you know? Right.
We didn't have that technology back then. How would he know the Civil War is coming? Was he following Twitter? Was he watching CNN?
Well, I mean, they knew if, well, 16 years, when was the Missouri Compromise, 1850-ish?
Yeah.
Then, I mean, you know, the Burbles were there and all that stuff was starting, but it wasn't.
Yeah.
It wasn't 1860. It wasn't.
Yeah, but also you don't have the worldview that people have now. I mean, we know what's going on anywhere. We have the internet. We have 24-hour news.
Right.
But God, imagine back then.
Oh, yeah.
It's snail mail.
Even said, imagine jumbo.
Oh, yeah.
Imagine just 50 years ago, not right. even in the 1800s, if we had the media world that we have today when Johnson was president. It would have been like Trump, probably.
Dude, I remember in the early 90s, I was you know, commuting back and forth to Chicago. In the morning, you buy the goddamn Sun-Times or the Trib, and on the way back, you would buy the evening update for like a quarter or 15 cents or something, you know? But you don't need that now because you got a fucking iPhone.
Right.
What a stupid statement.
Of course. Trump questioned why the Civil War needed to happen.
Right. Hey, did he also say what's so civil about war anyway? Like Guns N' Roses?
He would be honored to meet with Kim Jong-un.
Oh, okay.
The violent North Korean dictator. And,
great.
He floated and backed away from taxing gasoline. Then he said he was looking at breaking up the big banks, which sent the stock market sliding. He seemed to praise Philippines strongman President Rodrigo Duterte for his high approval ratings.
Yeah, he has people shot that don't like him.
He promised changes to the Republican health care bill, though he seemed to be unsure what was even in the legislation. So he was sitting there. And the interviewer, they were talking about it, and he said, no, the current, he goes, it's going to be, pre-existing conditions will be covered. And he said, well, they're not right now.
Yes.
In this version. It's still being worked on.
God, listen, if you're a journalist.
It's not.
And he goes golfing, shut the fuck up, let him golf, quit shaming him for golfing, because I think it's better for the country if this guy's on the golf course. Didn't a reporter recently say that?
That
really we should, you know, ease off on Trump for golfing so much, because at least, my God, he's golfing and not rewriting, to do anything shitty.
Yeah.
No executive orders.
And Uday said that, well, he does great deals out on the golf course.
Oh, my God. Yeah, listen, all you Trump kids, every one of them, Ivanka included, you're gross. You're all gross. Disgusting. Even Tiffany, sorry.
Presidential historian Douglas Brinkley called yesterday among the most bizarre recent 24 hours in American presidential history.
Oh, fuck.
It was all just surreal disarray and confused mental state from the president. The interviews were published by Bloomberg, Face the Nation, and Sirius XM.
Deface the Nation.
Trump's advisors have tried. Trump's advisors have at times tried. This is Politico. Have at times tried to curb his media appearances, worried he will step on his message. In other words, they know he doesn't say the same thing twice within 5 minutes.
It's volatile or something. Why can't he stay on message? I mean, why can't he replicate what he says over and over again about, like, you know,
he's
issue.
A liar, a con man, and may have dementia.
Yeah, that's it. I was like, doesn't he have a stump speech or something? Someone could say, hey, this is what you always say about healthcare. This is what you always say about fucking, I don't know, North Korea.
I don't think he's ever had to take a stand on anything.
Yeah.
He tells whoever's in front of them what they want to hear.
Because he's trying to sell them something.
He thinks they want to hear. Yeah.
Yeah, he's trying to make a deal.
And then within moments of them turning around, he plunges a dagger into their back if it's remotely profitable for him.
Right. And the fallout in business is what? You know, people lose their money, they lose their jobs or something.
Yeah.
Here it's like war. Social programs go, you know, kaput.
It says there that his advisors are trying to keep him from going out to step on his message. Quote, meaning all these interviews in one day, they were not helpful to us. There was no point to do all of them. But he This is the guy who hates the media.
See, he thinks the media is an instrument to get his shit, to get his agenda passed. But really, doesn't he see the media as a way to let the people know what he's doing?
That's it. He's going to dazzle them.
Yeah.
He's going to go out and finally the world's going to see that he's right and everybody's safe with him there.
Right. And that's probably how he sees fucking Twitter. He's like, he sees all these headlines. Like, I'm going to put this right at the end of the day.
GOP strategists, Capitol Hill aides, and White House officials are puzzled by the whole thing, saying privately there was no broader strategy behind the interviews. Why is he doing these?
I don't know. Yeah, what? Like, why? Like, what's the point of talking to fucking people?
He's butthurt.
Right.
One senior GOP aide is quoted as saying, I don't know, he just seemed to go crazy today.
What are you going to do? You got Schittler talking to like a skilled journalist. Some guy, and all of a sudden, Schittler's mad, he's emotional, he's not thinking. Mm-hmm. These guys are just going to take him apart. They're going to make him say stupid shit, like he's going to talk about Andrew Jackson, or I don't know who he talks about next.
Trump said of the Civil War, why couldn't that one have been worked out?
That one.
And what is the compromise? They were already compromising. Ridiculously, with the horrible southern states.
Meaning, you compromise?
And then, you know, now all of a sudden we're facing great expansion to the west, and the plantation owners were like, fuck that, we want slavery in these new states.
We have free labor.
Yeah.
We're making shit tons of money. You're going to take that away from me?
And the rest of us said, well, we'd rather not.
Right.
And so what would the compromise have been? Well, let's keep doing, I think it was, what was it, one for one or something at that point?
Yeah.
For every new territory, we get one, you get one with slavery.
Yes.
That was the compromise in the the Missouri Compromise in the 1850s.
And there's no compromise there, really.
I mean, the
point is either these people are free or they're not, or we have to go to war about it.
Well, and that's kind of how it ended up.
What planet?
Because the greedy Southerners, the plantation owners, didn't want... I don't even think they were happy with the one for one.
Dude, they lived on these fucking plantations like castles. They probably had their own little security force. Who knows what the fuck was going on, man? They're going to take their free fucking labor, dude.
Trump told SiriusXM that Andrew Jackson would have stopped the war if he'd still been alive.
Yes.
The Civil War, according, this is Politico, sad that they have to put a little history lesson here.
Yeah.
The Civil War was largely fought over slavery and its expansion, with Southern states saying they had a right to have slaves and secede from the Union. Trump has been compared to Jackson most prominently by Steve Bannon, his chief strategist. Trump again praised Jackson on Twitter Monday night, saying he saw the war coming, even though Jackson had died years earlier.
See, like, fucking Steve Bannon wouldn't have fucked that up.
Yeah.
Because he's a fucking wacko Jackson expert or whatever.
David Blight, consider changing that last name. David Blight, although mine's vile, like I should talk. A Civil War historian at Yale University.
Yes.
Said white supremacists. Lost causers, states' rights activists could latch onto this. I don't know if Trump even knows he's doing it. You can be too ignorant to know you're ignorant.
Yeah, man. It's like what John Cleese says.
Right.
How do you know if you're a fucking moron? But he's not, you know, he's not a moron.
Because you're not smart enough to know that you're not good enough
to
do something.
Well, here's the thing, man. Maybe if Trump does have Alzheimer's or something like that, now maybe... people will give a fuck and try to do something about it. That's
about Alzheimer's, you mean?
Yes, or dementia or whatever, or brain shit like that. Maybe
Reagan
people
did,
look
though.
Into it. Yeah, but not till later.
Yeah. Well, he did, allegedly.
Right.
In the last couple of years that Nancy was covering for him, allegedly.
Yeah.
A lot.
Isn't it amazing how Nancy Reagan was able to evolve on stem cell research once her husband got sick as fuck and died.
Yeah.
God. And then they just saying, God, the Reagans are disgusting when you think about it. Zero empathy. Shit, it's a shame. You know what? If Nancy would have had a child who was black that had crack planted on him, then it'd spend the rest of his life in fucking jail because of the war on drugs. Maybe, you know, her opinion on that shit would have evolved.
Trump also taking flack for saying of Duterte in the Philippines. You know, he's very popular in the Philippines.
Duterte.
Yeah.
Yes.
According to Politico, Duterte's methods for cracking down drugs, which have included condoning of extrajudicial killings,
yes,
have drawn scorn from human rights groups and other observers.
He's popular in the Philippines because people are terrified of him.
Ben Cardin, senator, a Democrat, said of Duterte, "This is a man who's boasted publicly about killing his own citizens. The United States is unique in the world because our values, respect for human rights, respect for the rule of law, are our interests.
Yes.
Ignoring human rights will not advance U.S. interests in the Philippines or any place else, just the opposite."
Right.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Spicy was asked in a group of questions about this invitation or whatever to Duterte, if the president has been briefed on Duterte's human rights record. Has anyone told him
how bad the guy is? Wouldn't you Google him, though? I mean,
maybe we need another world leader to tell him. Like, that seems to be what's going on, right? The Chinese leader educated him on the history of North Korea.
But what the fuck is Tillerson doing? Isn't that Tillerson's job? Isn't Tillerson supposed to pick up a phone and say, hey,
who?
Before you invite this fucking guy over, he's responsible for this and that, but I don't know that our State Department is into that.
I don't know what the fuck Tillerson is doing, if anything.
He has to be doing something. He can't just be sitting there.
Probably making some calls to Russia.
But not really working.
Just a matter of time before we get rid of those sanctions. Wait. $500 billion each, Vladimir.
That's how he sounds. He sounds like a wacko. Do you think he puts in a solid 8 hours?
Trump?
Tillerson.
Oh. Doing?
I don't know, dude.
Maybe.
He's a Secretary of State. Whatever the fuck that entails.
But let's remember, this is rich white guy work.
Yeah. Oh, so he's sitting there.
So, yeah.
He probably signs a shitload of things, right?
I mean, meetings, I can agree, or can be soul-sucking.
Yeah. Is he going to go down in history as the most effective Secretary of State ever?
So there you go. The president lost his mind even more, apparently, yesterday.
Boo. Fuck you.
I've also got, it's Texas.
Yes.
We've got another young African-American male.
Okay.
Shot and killed.
Oh, God.
By some overzealous popo shooting at a car that was driving away.
Oh my God.
Texas family searching for answers.
I believe the police chief today even said that they were, you know what I mean? Like,
right.
Because the video's out there, I think even the police chief is like, can't even lie about it, as police chiefs usually do.
There's no doubling down here, right?
The Texas police officer was placed on administrative leave in the shooting death of 15-year-old Jordan Edwards.
15 years old.
And guess what? The video of the encounter contradicts internal information they received about it.
Oh, shit.
In other words, the fucking cops lied.
Some bullshit. And there's clear evidence that he fucking lied. Damn.
At a press conference yesterday, Police Chief Jonathan Haber of Balch Springs, B-A-L-C-H.
Holy shit. What the fuck kind of
Balch Springs?
Balch.
Had previously said that the officer had fired at a car of passengers that were backing up towards the police.
Okay.
They're going to run us over. But then yesterday at a press conference, he said, well, that statement I made was unintentionally incorrect.
Oh, okay. You lied. He unintentionally lied.
And said that video evidence reveals that the car was actually driving away from the officers. After further investigation, I have additional information that is contradictory to the information that was provided to me.
Oh, so he's throwing someone under the bus, right?
The cops at the
scene.
Absolutely. Oh, man, one of those little N-words died. Crap. Let's just say they were backing up at us. All right.
What kind of judgment is that, man? How does a cop fire at a car that a kid's in that's driving away?
He did not say who provided the original incorrect information to him. He also declined to release a copy of the video to the media yet.
Oh, shit.
The unidentified officer shot into a vehicle Saturday night, killing Edwards, who's a freshman at Mesquite High School.
Okay.
At the time of the shooting, Edwards and three other teens were riding in a vehicle that his 16-year-old brother was driving.
Okay.
The police chief said there was an unknown altercation that had occurred before the shooting and that the officer opened fire after the vehicle started backing down the road towards the officers in an aggressive manner. That was the first statement. But now the police chief says the footage from body cameras.
Yes. Oh, there you go.
Interesting. He says it tells a different story. He says he was unintentionally correct when I said the vehicle was backing down the road. In fact, according to the video I viewed, the vehicle was moving forward as the officer was approached.
Oh, shit.
An attorney who's representing this kid's family now said as they backed out of a parking space, they heard someone shouting profanities at them. Before they had a chance to respond, the person shouting at them shot three shots into the vehicle. One of the three rounds went into Jordan Edwards' forehead.
Oh, my God. Imagine if you didn't have those body cams or any of those cameras, man. They would have gotten away
with
this.
I'm amazed they were on.
Oh, yeah, me too. I'm shocked.
How did they not have time to turn them off or have an accidental breakdown of our equipment?
How do they still have those? Trump hadn't put a stop to those fucking body cams, you know?
The officer who shot has been with the department about 6 years.
The guy that killed the kid, yes. Right?
The medical examiner ruled the death a homicide, which they would, regardless if it was justified or not.
Okay.
Homicide is homicide.
Yeah, yeah. I thought a homicide meant like a murder.
No,
like,
it just means a death by another person.
Right.
Regardless of whether it's justified or not.
Okay.
A spokesperson said the teen's cause of death was a rifle wound.
God, he had his
got
rifle
shot
out
in the head. Yeah.
Jesus.
So there
crazy.
You go. We're learning what the story is, but according to this police tape.
Yes.
And even the police chief himself is saying.
Sounds like they need some de-escalation classes.
How does that happen? How did they not accidentally delete that?
Yeah, I don't understand that.
He must not like that cop or something.
Or he just did cost benefit analysis. He's like, okay, I get rid of this footage. Somebody's going to have it. Somebody will have videotaped it. Someone did it with their
20 cell phones around.
Absolutely.
All we need to do is,
Don't you think that's what it is?
And if there were three cops there, how are you going to justify all three?
Having their body cams
off?
Yeah,
oops.
Yeah, and then you got to make them all get on the same page with the story. This guy, if it had been one cop, I hate to be cynical, but they're coming out on the right side of this because of the evidence. I mean, if they had the opportunity to make this go away, don't you think they would?
Absolutely. And that's the... when they keep getting caught.
Shit.
That's why they want to get rid of cameras.
Right. It's like, it makes us harder to lie.
How dare you catch us?
God damn it.
Speaking of those shootings, the horrific shooting of Walter Scott.
Yes.
A couple of years ago, you'll recall, on cell phone video.
Right.
We would not know what's going on. Walter Scott would be dead with a reputation of having attacked a poor police officer who killed him in self-defense.
And you just think about all the years prior to cameras being everywhere, what we don't know about that happened.
Oh, shit,
fucking imagine the bad shit that went down?
So the former North Charleston, South Carolina...
Fuck you!
Police officer Michael Slager pleaded guilty today to federal civil rights crimes in the shooting death of Walter Scott, which closes a case 2 years after the police shooting was caught on video by a bystander. You remember that bystander was scared as fuck to come forward.
Terrified.
Because he's a black guy. And he knew the police would come after him.
Right, right.
Slager pleaded guilty to violating Scott's civil rights, which will end the federal case against him and will resolve the state charges that were still pending after there was a mistrial declared last year.
Shit.
So there won't have to be another trial. Slager's mother and Scott's mother both wept in court as the 35-year-old former cop was led away in handcuffs. Oh,
God damn. the kid's dead, you know?
He's accused of killing Scott, an unarmed black man, at a traffic stop on April 4th, 2015. Video surfaced shortly after the encounter. Appears to show the moment Slager fatally shot him as he ran away. And then he, in the video, you can see him like walk over and drop the taser next to him, right?
Oh, my God.
He took my taser.
Ugh. Shit.
He pleaded guilty. Not guilty to murder. The case ended in a mistrial. The retrial was supposed to take place later this year. But I guess by pleading guilty to these federal charges, it also covers the state charge too, right. I guess. Slager stopped. Justice Department said Slager stopped Scott's vehicle after observing that a brake light was not working. Light was not working. The man is dead.
So you're pulling your gun and all this. In Europe?
Well, they said there was a scuffle of some sort. During the stop, Scott fled on foot. Slager pursued him. During the foot chase, Slager deployed his taser on Scott. So he just ran.
Right.
Scott tased him. Slager tased him. Scott fell to the ground. And then he got up and started to run again, and that's when Scott killed him.
God,
with
he was down. He wasn't going anywhere, and he just shot him to death.
He was hit 5 times, all coming from behind. God.
That's so fucked up.
In
other countries, you know, if you're making traffic stops, are the cops necessarily armed?
No, some countries have traffic cops that are like parking cops here,
right,
where they can write you tickets and they free up the police to do the real stuff, to worry about the real stuff. Here they're revenue generators,
but
write
us
a ticket, and so because we need the tax money,
right? But I always remember, you remember that horrible show Cops that's probably still on? Unwatchable now. There's no fucking way you can watch Cops and enjoy 1 second of it knowing what you know now. And we were wrong to dig it before. But man, these fucking cops would always say the most dangerous part about being a policeman is a traffic stop.
Right.
That's what they would try to sell you. for the other person, for the guy getting pulled over.
Attorney General Jefferson Beauregard Sessions III.
Fuck you, boy.
Issued a statement from the Justice Department.
Hey, ye.
On this former cop pleading guilty.
Did he have his robe on?
The Department of Justice will hold accountable any law enforcement officer who violates the civil rights of our citizens by using excessive force, especially if they're caught on video. I added that last part.
Did he say white citizens? Or he said citizens, right? Okay, didn't qualify.
He thought it though.
Ooh, he's evolved. Oh, he thought it. His subtext.
Slager has not yet been sentenced. Sentencing is at the discretion of the judge. He faces a maximum sentence of life in prison for the federal rights violation, as well as a potential $250,000 fine. So now we'll see what happens to him.
Right.
You know, if he was found guilty on that state murder charge, there's no way he's getting out. There's probably mandatory minimums.
Absolutely.
With this federal charge, it's the discretion of the judge.
And doesn't it matter that he's a law enforcement officer? And he has...
I think it should be...
Worse,
penalized
right?
more, right? He has more responsibility. He's entrusted with the ability to violate people's rights.
Absolutely, and he's armed.
They should be held to higher standards, obviously, because that's their fucking job.
And you can sue these guys if they violate your civil rights when they pull you over. Because they know your rights. That's kind of their fucking job. They actually know your rights. So if they violate those rights, they know what they're doing.
Yeah.
It's not like they didn't know.
The speaking of Jefferson Beauregard.
Fuck you.
Sessions.
God.
The third.
Lipless face.
We found out the other day that the governor of Colorado.
Yes.
Colorado.
Is it Rado?
I don't know.
Who knows?
The governor. I believe it's Governor Hickenlooper.
Nice.
One of my favorite names.
Oh, that's great. Hickenlooper.
Went girded for battle to the to Washington to meet with Jefferson Beauregard Sessions III. And one of the things that he was girded for battle for was about his state's legalized marijuana. And if Jefferson Beauregard Sessions III was going to start coming after.
Hands off, buddy.
He was kind of reassured but that apparently Jeff Bosesh made it pretty clear that he's anti-weed and he'd be setting fire to all the weed fields if he could, I'm sure.
He didn't appreciate the medical benefits of marijuana, even though he's not a fucking scientist and he doesn't know dick about it.
Yet he apparently will not be making it a priority.
Oh, okay.
So the governors and representatives of the states that are pro-marijuana or where it's already legal, et cetera, might not have anything to worry about. Well, yesterday...
Unless you're a person of color in Alabama or someplace like that, then you're fucked.
Well, sure. So now, in this new budget bill, lawmakers have included an amendment called the Rohrabacher-Farr Amendment.
Yes.
So ridiculous. Which will allow states to carry on making their own medical marijuana policies without fear of federal intervention.
Oh, shit.
So basically, they're not giving them any money.
Yeah.
So Congress, the headline says, Congress gives Jeff Sessions $0 to go after medical marijuana.
Oh, shit. So even if he wants to, he cannot.
He's got no funding for it.
Wow. That's awesome.
The text of the marijuana provision says, none of the funds made available in this act to the Department of Justice may be used with any respect to any of the states of Alabama, Alaska, Arkansas, Arizona, California, Colorado, Connecticut, Delaware, Florida, Georgia, Hawaii, Illinois, Iowa, Kentucky, Louisiana, Maine, Maryland, Massachusetts, Michigan, Minnesota. And there's a bunch of them.
Ah!
I'm only half done.
That was my Howard Dean, by the way.
Yeah.
Rah! What did he do? Ah! It was great.
Or the District of Columbia, Guam, or Puerto Rico to prevent them from implementing their own laws that authorize the use, distribution, possession, or cultivation of medical marijuana.
Bam,
you're
baby.
You're getting no money for you.
Right. So,
Jeff Bosesh.
So, wait.
For
but-
medical.
Yeah, yeah. So if you're in a state where they don't have that, they can arrest you for it and whatever.
What do you mean?
Like in Florida, if you get busted with a joint, they can take you to jail, give you a ticket.
Unless you have a medical card now, because
Florida
has medical.
Or but Alabama, some other state that doesn't have it.
Sure.
Yeah, yeah. Okay.
They said despite Jeff Sessions shit that he said in the past.
Yes.
Good people don't smoke marijuana.
Fuck you.
He said that pot is only slightly less awful than heroin. Well, that's that's idiotic.
That is idiotic.
And that's criminal.
Yeah.
That somebody in his position doesn't know that. That scientific fact that it ain't slightly less awful than heroin.
And there's no way that he does not know that with the opioid problem we have in the country, right? There's no way.
The next sentence here says, last year, heroin killed nearly 13,000 people. No one has ever died from a marijuana overdose.
You might have felt like you were dying, Marine Dowd, but you just had too much. And all you got to do is sit down on the couch and watch some TV and chill the fuck out. Don't walk around if you get too high. Have you ever been, you know, and I'm kind of speaking in hyperbole. You can, has your character ever been too high? Have you ever been too high? Ever felt like, oh, I'm too stoned?
For the circumstances.
Yes. You felt that.
For the circumstances.
Right.
Right.
So what do you do?
I don't think I've ever gotten to the point, like if I'm on a good couch surfing session.
No, please.
Where I don't think I've ever gotten to the point where like, oh my God, I'm too stoned. But like if
you're going through those Deadwood episodes, yeah, for you're certain, binge watching.
If I'm somewhere doing something, there have been times like at that party. Well, that that one time, that was opium.
That guy laced it with opium.
Yes, I didn't know that that was a bonus.
But that's natural too. That's from a poppy in Afghanistan.
Okay. Yes.
I was at a party not too long ago and somebody made some ridiculous edibles. I don't know how much fucking weed they put in them, but my friend, she ate two of these Rice Krispie treats. And this is not an amateur. Uh-oh. This is not an amateur, let me tell you.
Right?
And I came to this party and this person's sitting on the couch. Her husband's next to her with he's got her hand in his hand and he's like comforting her. And I'm
what happened?
She's like, I don't know. I had two of those Rice Krispie treats and I'm out of my fucking mind.
Well, and it's different too. Yeah. You got all your CBDs and your CBGBs and your BBAs DFQs. And
to that I say,
whatever, you
can have
all that shit.
Sack up. Have two Rice Krispie treats. It ain't going to hurt you.
But it depends. There might be a different strain of Rice Krispie treats that you can have four of and you don't feel fuck all.
But nobody knows.
Not even the strength. You might feel as high, but it might not make you paranoid. You know, it's all different. And it affects different people differently sometimes.
Yes.
They said it's as a continuing step, it's important for activists in the industry to remain vigilant and getting cannabis federally unscheduled to truly end the prohibition of this medicinal plant.
Yeah.
It's still listed as a Schedule I drug right up there with heroin.
Why didn't Obama fix that? Did he try? And he just couldn't?
No, I think he did. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I think he floated the idea and they were like, no.
Fuck you. They want to keep people in jail, man. They don't give a fuck.
Well, you know who? Big Pharma.
Right. Oh, yeah.
The last thing they want is legalized marijuana.
But why wouldn't they just get in that business then?
Well, that's they've probably tried.
And they're gonna ruin it.
Right.
They're gonna ruin weed.
So good news on the weed front. Even Congress is saying fuck you to Jeff Bosesh.
You know when we've gone too far on this legalization of marijuana is when you go to Walmart and they sell it. When Walmart gets in the weed business, fuck it, you're done.
Do they sell beer? Do they sell alcohol at Walmart?
Absolutely. Those big super Walmarts, the grocery stores, and the fucking...
so horrible.
Dude, yeah, you can buy anything you want there.
You just can't not.
Hey, where's
when we were in Florida, I tried to be all principled and shit, but...
You fucking can't.
The alternative was driving to Miami or something, you know? I mean, there's a fucking Walmart. It's got everything, and there's literally... nowhere else to go.
And there's not a better place to be on Christmas Eve if you're buying last-minute gifts in the middle of the fucking night.
Cheap as fuck, too.
You got to admit, too, when it's hot as shit and you walk into that Walmart really nice. AC. Yeah. Oh, God.
Dodging scooters.
The gun aisle there is a little disconcerting, but what do I know? I'm just a pussy little ninny hippie.
Right.
You know what I mean? You remember the gun aisle?
Sure.
Fuck, you shoot whatever the fuck you want.
That's not even one of the biggest ones, right? That's not even, or is it? That's giant fucking Walmart in Gulf Breeze.
That's the biggest Walmart I've ever seen.
It's exhausting.
You get winded.
Yeah.
I heard the funniest thing I've ever heard in my life was at that Walmart. I was walking around, I don't know, looking for shit. And I, over the loudspeaker, Ed, come to automotives. We need a lube audit. I found that hilarious.
If I had a nickel.
Oh, yes.
Where's
all this lube going? God damn it. Running out of lube.
We've got a clip here. This should be fun.
Awesome.
Always God, I should save this. What is it? It's only Tuesday.
Damn, what a fucking tease.
I should save this for Faithless Friday, but. All right, fuck it. We'll play this one. This is timely also politically.
Okay.
because this gentleman has announced that he is running for senator of the sovereign state of Alabama.
Fuck you. Oh, God damn it.
Former.
No, stop it.
Alabama Chief Justice Roy Moore is now running for U.S. Senate.
I got friends in Alabama.
I'm putting money on him.
Oh, yeah. Fuck yeah.
I have no doubt. If these assholes could send him twice to the Supreme Court, even given the first time, and now I have no doubt that he is the front runner.
I got friends in Alabama. They don't want this. Nobody wants this.
Well, yeah, because they're your friends. They're sane, but
yeah.
Do they speak for the majority?
No, they're people of color. They're black, but in Alabama.
This is what I don't understand. There's a lot of black people in Alabama. Are they just not voting?
No. Fuck
are
no.
They being, are they gerrymandered and suppressed?
Yeah.
And remember, they tried closing all the... they closed a bunch of places where you could register to vote.
Oh, yeah.
And they just so happened to be all in the major black areas.
And that other thing you talked...
Coincidence.
Yes. And the other thing was you needed a driver's license or a state ID to register to vote. And then they made it so, hey, guess what? There's only three places in the state to get
the whole state to
IDs.
Get one. Yeah,
there's just Pritchard, Alabama. I know a lot of people that live there, and that's
It's not Prishar.
No, it's not. But I would like to see what the districts look like there, because that's an African American area predominantly.
Sliced up like a pie.
I bet they're not represented.
And majority white suburbs probably. So sharing that's how they work.
Alabama should be liberal as fuck. There are poor people there. There are people of color that have, I don't know what they have in common with the GOP. They're not rich.
Roy Moore took to, it's a double making your ear holes bleed.
Boo.
The heinous Sandy Rios of American Family Radio. We haven't heard from this asshole in a while. She's such an idiot.
Interviewing Roy Moore.
Oh, yeah.
What?
Well, here's a little bit of it. The
good
joy.
God.
The only reason I was removed is I opposed the agenda of the Southern Poverty Law Center to push homosexual marriage on the state. And I did it legally and appropriately in the court.
No, you didn't. That's the whole point, Roy. You didn't do it legally and appropriately. Once the Supreme Court of the United States of America says, your little podunk fuck. Laws and your stupid back-ass words, racist, homophobic, Christo-Taliban state, don't matter, fuck all.
Yeah, but you know what's weird? It's like, why doesn't he own the fact that he did not do it legally? Because I thought that was the whole point.
No, he
was bucking the system.
They swear, no. Well, yeah, he's bucking the evil federalist system. He doesn't recognize the sovereignty of the United States Supreme Court activist judges over the people and the sovereign Constitution of the state of Alabama, which says one man, one woman, one penis, one vagina.
Show me that dick.
Unless you're the governor, then you get two vaginas or a couple.
You whatever you want.
Sexual marriage on the state. And I did it legally and appropriately in the court. Someone in my own court got angry because I made them vote in a case that they have every responsibility to vote on in API to uphold our Sanctity of Marriage Amendment and Marriage Protection Act. And today, Alabama...
You can uphold your fucking Sanctity of Marriage Act all you want. It doesn't matter. You can uphold your... We decided we won the Civil War Act, and it wouldn't matter.
You're saying he can vote however the fuck he wants vote on these fucking issues.
You assholes could pass what you want. Once the Supreme Court,
there's
that word, has spoken... Fuck you.
You have to do what they say, motherfucker.
Yeah, we've got amendments and shit. That whatever the feds say, the state's got to follow.
See, this is what I don't understand. And why doesn't he just say that? Why doesn't he say, I was a maverick, I was a rebel, I went against the law because it goes against my God? I don't know why he doesn't justify it like that. It's odd.
Well, just wait.
Stands as the only state in the union where the Supreme Court has upheld injunctions on those issues. They upheld those injunctions after I put out an administrative order to which they and others violently protested.
So
I did nothing wrong under the canons. I did nothing wrong legally. I did everything according to the law. But, of course, if you speak up today, as you said earlier, you're going to suffer persecution.
Persecution. He was persecuted because they wouldn't let him deny people rights.
He He thinks he's being persecuted because he wants to persecute.
Yeah. How dare you not let me persecute?
Excuse me.
How dare you not let me persecute?
It confounds my brain. He is an impossible person to argue with because it's a stupid argument.
Yeah. Yeah.
The government is, and the judicial branch, the whole government is designed to protect the minority, right? From the evil fucking majority, which in this case would be gay people that want to get fucking married.
I mean, kind of. Let's not forget it was written in the 1760s, so the minority they were trying to protect was other white landowners.
Wait a second.
Who they
disagreed
with.
You're telling
me
back in the day they weren't concerned with the LGBT in the 1700s?
Or black people voting.
Oh, yes. Or women.
Not really into that, yeah.
Yeah, they didn't give a shit about anybody that didn't have a cock.
Here's a little more Roy Moore persecuted.
That's not my, I don't like to be persecuted. I don't like for people to prosecute me without any cause, but that's just what Christians must endure. As you know, the Bible says, think it not strange concerning the fiery trial, which is to try you as though some strange thing happened to you, but rejoice in as much as you're partakers of Christ's suffering.
Oh, God.
There should be something. There should be something that
Senate.
Like...
Senate.
Oh, my God.
It could be Senator Roy Moore. We could be listening to him.
He's writing laws.
And he goes on. I won't, talk the whole chapter, but it basically says, wherefore let them that suffer according to the will of God commit the keeping of their soul to him in well-doing as unto a...
God. I don't know what he's saying, but I know what it means.
Yes.
God wants you to suffer, and you're going to get... eternal deep throat blowjobs for all of eternity.
Jesus Christ. The whole time in heaven?
Or if you're into that.
God, I mean, how is this guy going to be a senator? And how is he going to serve his voters, his supporters, his constituents?
He's only going to serve the ones he cares about. That's the Republican way.
But he's a judge before. I mean, I don't know. Is that guy suited to be a legislator to serve?
No.
No way.
Was he suited to be a judge?
No. I don't. What is he suited for?
Do you think people got fair trials under this guy?
Fuck no. Oh, fuck no. Oh, yes. I mean, this guy fucked some people's lives up. Ruined lives. Yeah. Family split people up.
Show up in Roy Moore's court wearing a Darwin fish shirt.
Oh, fuck you. Or what if you're Muslim?
Oh.
What if you're not white? Yeah. What if you're gay?
Faithful creator. In other words, if you're going to do the right thing, you better get ready to take the brunt of criticism and persecution that you're going to receive for it. And if you're not willing to do that, you're not really doing...
What an amazing way to absolve yourself of responsibility, right? You know, I'm being told to be an asshole.
How is...
I'm being told to be an asshole, and I know I'm going to suffer for it.
Right.
But that's just what the Lord says is good.
Maybe this is a teachable moment for us libs, because I don't know, how do you argue with this guy? Because
his shield. There's no teachable moment for him, because he just said, I know that all of society is going to come after me.
Yeah.
And I'm going to suffer, but the Lord says what I'm doing is right, so...
But the truth
I have no responsibility.
Society is coming after the person that you're persecuting. Like, these people can't get married. Right. These people aren't treated as equals
in our society. Stop you from coming after those people.
They're in battle. Right. Those people are in battle, not you, white dick.
Well, yeah, this is the Christian saying we're not able to subjugate people. How dare you?
But how do you explain that to that guy? There's got to be a way. There's got to be a way to explain
that. To Roy Moore?
I don't know.
There's no way. There's utterly no way.
Is he one of these white asshole conservatives that ain't nothing to do than wait until he's mulch?
Yeah. Yeah.
Fuck.
Yeah. And hope that younger people just see him for the cartoonish buffoon that he is. You see his rallies and shit. It's all just ancient white assholes. There's not a lot of young people there. So and maybe, I don't know, maybe sanity will win. Maybe there'll be a slightly less evil Republican that, will be able to point to Roy Moore and say, do you want to make us the national laughing stock by sending this idiot to the Senate?
You know,
maybe
I was reading this thing about how Silicon Valley, right, so fucking expensive to have the overhead up there to have a business is insane. The rent's insane. And so some of these startups are going to places like Alabama and Kentucky where it's cheap.
Punishing punishing the people that work for them by making a move to fucking Alabama.
Is this trickle down? Will trickle down work this like this? You move all these libs. We think they're libs, whatever. These startup guys. I mean, will they start to have an influence on people like maybe Roy Moore not being a senator?
Or the startup guys start wearing hoods.
Yeah, because they don't give a fuck about anything. Right. Money, well, right?
There's, you know, yeah, there's that. If they're these pure capitalists,
yeah,
that they're Jared.
But what
they're
about
Jared Kushner? Yeah. Socially liberal.
Right.
You know, gay people are okay. They should be able to get married.
Yeah.
What about poor gay people? Oh, well, fucking takers. They're not going to get a dime off of the government teat.
They can starve to death, but yes, let them get married.
Right.
Lovely.
Well, that's, yeah.
But these guys, this company is talking about how in Kentucky they're going there and these people that used to mine, now they're training them to be coders. Right? And so, well, would that sort of influence start to change them? We did that story a while back.
I hope, sure.
You know, because the mining, the coal business is going out. So what are you going to do with this labor force? Where they're teaching them to code.
No. We're going to open more coal plants. We're going to get rid of all the environmental protection so that we can burn all the coal we want.
And as soon as I'm saying that, I'm thinking about like my cousin's wife. She lives in Pike. They live in Pikeville, Kentucky. There's some big Klan rally or something.
I think that was last weekend. I should look that up and see what happened.
Yeah.
I didn't hear anything, so that's probably
good. That's good, right? Yeah. Ugh.
So here's a little bit more of Roy Moore, if you can handle it.
What you're supposed to do.
Justice Moore, remind me, your executive order was... Okay, so the Supreme...
Justice Moore, remind me.
God, it's been so long.
Remind me, Justice Moore.
Since we played any Sandy Rios.
No, she's heinous.
I just instantly remembered why I can't stand her.
One of the many reasons that you can't stand Sandy Rios.
To do that, you're not really doing what you're supposed to do.
Justice Moore, remind me, your executive order was... Okay, so the Supreme Court decides gay marriage is legal everywhere for any reason, and you have in Alabama...
gay marriage is legal anywhere for any reason.
Listen, does she not
for
sound
any
like
reason.
She sounds like Mickey Mouse. She sounds like a racist, homophobic fucking Mickey Mouse, doesn't she?
Well, yeah. For any reason.
That's the stupidest thing I've ever heard.
God, I can't even. I wonder.
What does that mean?
Where that comes. Yeah, what does that mean? I don't know.
Does that mean that, like, there's no... So she doesn't see a real reason in society to let gay people marry each other?
Yeah.
Well, how does it benefit society? Well, that's what she's saying.
But there's usually just one reason to get married.
Yes.
So what are these other reasons in her head that gay people get married?
Right. Citizenship? Is that where she's going?
I don't know.
Who knows?
Maybe they just want to get married just to fuck the Christians, just to persecute people like her.
Oh, for spite.
Yeah.
Someone's going to pick a life partner just to spite.
I met a woman who's a lesbian. She was wearing a wedding ring. I can't handle it.
Nobody's asking you to handle it, actually. Just shut the fuck up.
Statewide referendum is protecting marriage. So the executive order said what?
The executive order... From our court, you're saying what?
Yes, the one that they're so upset with you for issuing.
I issued an administrative order basically said the injunctions issued by the Alabama Supreme Court were still in full force and effect.
No, they weren't.
Right.
Once the Supreme Court ruled, then your injunctions were no longer in full force and effect. And then after you pulled your cunty little administrative order here, Roy, an adult judge, a federal district judge,
yes,
within 2 seconds smacked that shit down and said, sorry, follow the Supreme Court, you assholes. Everybody can get married for whatever reason.
But doesn't he understand how it works, though? The chain of command, kind of like
they don't recognize.
He thinks it's God.
Yeah.
He thinks God is in charge.
He thinks for some reason the Supreme Court decision, which specifically said it was about Prop 8, right? Wasn't that the one that finally made it here?
Oh, yeah.
Here. It was specifically said that a state cannot prevent or cannot outlaw same-sex marriage.
Was it Prop 8, the oddly worded proposition, though, about gay marriage?
That was the one that the fucking Mormons horribly sunk millions and dollars in advertising here to gin up to the dummies, really, to get the haters and the homophobes. And they really, there was a large outreach to black churches.
That's so fucking evil.
To go out and make sure that they mobilized to try to vote against it.
That's so fucked up.
For it. Because Prop 8 was man and a woman, right? You go to something like that.
If you go to church every week, you know, and you're not a politician, you're not going there to get seen, then don't you believe in the tenets of Jesus or whatever? So, like, how could you march, or how could you, I don't know. How could you be against a gay person getting married if you follow those beliefs? Unless you just think it's a sin. You don't worry about
Leviticus.
Yeah.
And they're cafeteria Christian.
Yeah.
Selection.
And then you don't have to worry about the reasoning behind why it's bad.
Right.
They
think it's icky. So therefore, they're thrilled that God obviously hates it too.
Right. That's so fucked up.
And they still were. And even the federal district judge that started this issue recognized that fact. And so basically, I was prosecuted without cause.
That's simply because
I opposed the agenda of the homosexual and transgender groups.
The agenda. They want equal rights. Just to be treated like everybody else.
How do you even call that an agenda? You just want to be treated human.
Who's got the agenda? Right?
I don't know.
Who's trying to prevent others from having rights?
I want to be a person
who's
in this
got the
country,
agenda. Yeah,
just like you. But that's what they always say. These gay people, they want all this shit. That's what they say, you know, the homophobes.
And then the stupid, it's a choice. It's a lifestyle choice. It's not. For one, it's genetic.
Yes.
But, and I would ask them, please share with us the moment you decided you were straight.
Yes.
For sure.
Right. Show me this.
Show me your choice. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Your journal entry.
And I've always been. Oh, really? Then why is it not genetic with people who have same-sex attraction?
Well, they think the agenda is these weird-ass Christians. They think the agenda is that the gay people want to spread their sexuality, right? They want to turn you gay and everybody gay. Which kind of makes sense if you think about it from the point of view of some, you know, Southern Baptist. Because their whole existence on the earth is to spread the word of God. Once they've accepted it.
They're afraid that once it's accepted, more people will do it, and then they'll want to do it.
Right.
And they might like it. hardcorest, most insecure in their fucking sexuality.
Right.
Ones are the ones who are out screaming the loudest anti-gay shit, right?
Toe-tappers!
These are all the hypocrites that get caught.
And why do these homophobes, when they talk about, like, when they're anti-gay and all their rhetoric is very, like, graphic. And it's very, like, you ain't supposed to have sex in your ass. Why do you go there?
Right.
Why do they go there? Why don't they go to what the relationship
is? Not all gay people.
I mean, I don't get it.
Like the butt stuff.
Yeah, but, like, but when you talk about, when people generally talk about, you know, straight relationships, you don't always go to the fucking part.
Well, right.
But with gay people, a lot of these homophobes, they fucking do that. Why do they do that? Why do they go to that?
They can't stand sex. Unless they're 100% in charge of it.
Yes.
They decide when they're going to put their white Schwanzen pickle inside of
Schwanzen pickle?
Their woman. Damn it.
Yeah. This, and by the way, this would all be resolved if everybody just was required by law to have like five gay friends.
A different kind of tyranny.
Oh, yes.
Now you're punishing five gay people.
I'm sorry. Sorry, guys.
For every homophobe.
Yes.
Few minutes left here in the big show. It's 25-ish minutes or so. Right. Thanks for joining us here on this lovely Tuesday. We're here 2 to 4 p.m. every goddamn weekday.
Well, I mean, you know, you have gay conversion therapy. So why can't you have homophobic conversion therapy?
What do you mean?
I don't know.
How does that work?
Condition people.
You got to lay there with a cock across your eyes for like
we need
30
to,
seconds.
Here, we need to have condition people into not being fucking assholes.
Oh.
How do you do
holy
that?
Shit.
Is there a pill?
That would be the best pill ever invented.
What's marijuana?
I know some assholes that smoke weed.
I know. There's no hope.
It makes them more tolerable, I might say.
Because they're quieter.
Know, yeah.
They shut up.
Yeah.
A little bit more. Unless you're a chatty stoner.
I was going to say, there's only a few kind of people that when they get high, I'm like, ugh, God, get away from me. Yeah.
Fuck up. Quit being so paranoid.
Yeah, I told you. We had that conversation offline. A friend of mine in college, it was the same weed everybody had, but for some reason he was just a paranoid. He had to stop smoking because
just relax.
He would, and then there was another friend that would just totally fuck with him.
Well, yes,
and that would make things. You know, we'd all be sitting there,
but that's
and fine. I would catch I would catch him. I would catch him doing like evil demon face.
Oh, yeah.
Across the room to this poor other guy who would then just like keep looking at him. They go, next thing you know, he's out of the room.
Right.
Hashtag stoners.
Don't get too high, guys.
Yeah. Don't do drugs, kids.
Right.
Till you're 18.
Read a fucking book.
And then do it responsibly.
Yes.
So we'll, you know, poor Roy Moore, persecuted.
Bye-bye.
For trying to block gay marriage.
Bye-bye.
Persecuted.
Can you believe that? The guy's fucking persecuted. That's ridiculous.
I've got a story here.
Yes.
About the sovereign, wonderful state of Texas.
Fuck you, boy.
That's pretty accurate.
Right.
This is at Baylor University.
Yes.
I don't know that much about it.
I've heard of it. I've seen it on, what is it? You do your, the NCAA tournament brackets.
I've seen
Baylor in the brackets.
March Madness, yeah.
And then, by the way, listen to the Daily Upper Decker every day at 8 p.m. on the Crab Diving Network Pacific.
Sure.
They, I'm sure they've mentioned Baylor. They do the NCAA coverage and things like that.
Hollywood Hick. Listen to K-Voice.
Yes.
If you're listening live, brand sparkling new one coming up right after us.
Viva la resistance, motherfuckers.
So this is at Baylor University, which is a private Baptist university.
Oh, perfect. Color me there.
Waco, Texas.
Oh, man. What's Waco like? There's only one thing I know about Waco.
That's all I know also about Waco.
That one thing.
So the Dallas Morning News has a report that Kappa Sigma fraternity.
Oh, you know what? I got a friend of mine that was a Kappa Sig brother for years.
Oh, there you go.
Were you ever in a fraternity?
No.
Me neither.
I mean, no.
No, they sound
not
like
that
fun.
I see anything
Jeez.
Wrong with it.
No.
The Baylor chapter of the Kappa Sigma frat is suspended.
No.
After reports that they held a Cinco de Drinco party. Where they mocked Mexican immigrants by dressing up as maids, construction workers, and other stereotypes.
Very nice, guys.
Not only did they mock Mexican immigrants with their costumes, they allegedly did brownface, some of them.
Stop it. Did they really?
Some of them did.
But these guys are in college, you know what I mean?
And
it's a private university, aren't they evolved?
At times broke into chants of build that wall.
Again, aren't they evolved at all? I mean, you know, they are at a private university. I mean, right? It's hard to get in there. You have to know something.
The dummies, some of the dummies started posting pictures of the party on social media.
Oh, what a bunch of idiots.
The vice president of student life at Baylor, Kevin Jackson, has said that the behavior is deeply concerning.
Oh, yeah, I agree, Kevin.
And the National Kappa Sig organization said the alleged behavior is inconsistent with our values.
Oh, okay. At a college in the middle of Texas, a Southern Baptist college in the middle of Texas.
They've also said the frat said that upon completion of the investigation, the fraternity will address the findings in an appropriate manner.
Oh, okay. We're not going to do jack shit.
Well, they've already been suspended.
Okay. Well, that's nice.
So there you go. A little bit of love from the Mexican party.
And thank you. Thank you, Schittler.
Cinco de Drinko.
Right. You're telling me Schittler went around during his stupid fucking his campaign chanting, build that wall, build that wall. And then that didn't embolden these racists a little bit?
Right.
Make them feel okay? I mean, God, they're chanting, build the wall.
Right. That's like these assholes that were chanting Trump. Remember when they were getting into fights with people? Remember the guy that was all butthurt at the Starbucks because the woman didn't make his latte correctly or
God,
whatever?
Yeah.
And he started chanting Trump, Trump, Trump.
He wrote Trump on the cup or something like that, right?
Like that. Yeah.
What an idiot.
But they were using it as like a magic spell, like fucking Harry Potter, Expelliarmus. They were going, Trump! I don't know what they were hoping would happen.
These people are acting out. I mean, listen, if you don't like anything Barack Obama stands for, you don't like his policies, at the very least, you could say he is a better, more or less combative example to have for people to look up to than this lunatic we have now.
Yeah.
I mean, even if you don't fucking agree with him.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. I asked you yesterday, by the way, I listened back to yesterday's show and I asked you yesterday if you
iTunes, Stitcher, crabdiving.com.
I asked you if you thought Barack Hussein Obama would have made the same mistake about Andrew Jackson. And you said no. I can't believe I asked that.
Yeah, I'm leaning towards no.
Me a constitutional lawyer, attorney, taught at Yale or Harvard or some shit.
We've got Roger Stone.
Oh, okay.
You may remember him.
Right.
Former guest on the old Crab Nation show.
Oh, that's right.
Back in the day.
And by the way, Roger Stone, if I remember correctly, he has a tramp stamp of Nixon.
Yeah. I might still have Roger Stone's cell phone number somewhere.
Oh, really? Oh, shit.
Holy shit. We might have gotten probed.
What do you mean?
Well, if they started sniffing all of his like cell phone records and stuff, and depending on how far back they go, he absolutely called us to do the interview and the when we called them for the pre.
But that was way
set
before
up.
The campaign.
If they're going back years.
Oh,
I mean, I don't
God.
Know how much data they might still have.
What do they know?
They would probably just have that. Well, I don't know if they were actively surveilling him at the time. They've got tapes of us. And if they were, if not, then they just might have the metadata. They might just have that he called and here's how long the call was.
Oh, my God. We're fucked.
Why? We talked about his JFK book.
Oh, that's right. That's true.
We didn't set up a Russian pee hooker fest or anything.
God, it makes me want to listen back to that and see if there's any like Russian overtones in that.
But it's gonna be horrible.
No. He did make it. We did ask him about the best dressed of whatever year that was.
I think it's pre his Putin love.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Because it's pre-Trump. It's pre-campaign.
But Roger Stone now was speaking on the Jamie Weinstein show. I literally have no idea what that is. But nonetheless, he's on this show, and he's talking about Alex Jones.
Okay. His buddy.
And his relationship, Jones's relationship.
You're
with Trump.
Obviously very close to Alex Jones. Did you introduce him to Donald Trump? To what extent does he actually talk to Donald Trump? He claims he talks to him often. Is it a regular basis that they talk?
They talk from time to time.
They talk from time to time.
Oh my God. We got it. Somebody's got to fucking get this Schittler under control.
I mean, they talk from time to time.
This is where, listen, I'm no big Ivanka fan. Fuck her, whatever. She's part of the problem. But damn, don't you think she could get him under control? Don't you think she could go to him and say, God, Dad, quit listening.
Stop with the Alex Jones?
Yeah. I read some article that when she, when the grab her by the pussy, whenever that thing came
out. Oh, that's
out,
on our Facebook. Yeah.
Yeah. She cried. She ran out of the room.
I get it.
She was horrified.
I like to fight, too.
God. She didn't cry and run out of the room when she got her trademark from China, though. So, whatever. Yeah.
The same as you, you obviously say about yourself.
And we're smart enough not to characterize it beyond that.
Is it more than once a month?
I couldn't say because I don't know. But the point is, anytime any media outlet has millions of viewers, why would you not speak to them?
So he's spoken since he's been president.
Yes.
More than once.
Yes.
More than three times.
Yes.
So more than once, yes. More than three times, yes.
Since January, dude, who do you know that like you aren't close to, that you don't live in close proximity of, that you have spoken to in three times since fucking January?
More than once. More than three times.
Yes.
Okay, so he talks to Alex Jones
from time to time.
Will he appear on the show?
That remains to be seen. I think he should.
I think he should appear.
For what?
Roger Stone says. He should go on Alex Jones.
To look crazier?
I don't know. I don't know.
I'm a pioneer.
He's a pioneer, you know.
Who the fuck is, after that custody hearing, who in Schittler's camp would let him do that?
I'm an explorer.
God. Calm down, dude.
Let's swing back. I mean, you know, I guess we're bouncing back and forth between like Texas and Alabama today, but let's head back to the sovereign state of Alabama for a moment.
Why not?
Leave Alex Jones in his compound in Texas.
Fuck you.
Where apparently you can put a couple of new man caves in where the kids' rooms used to be.
Does he walk around shirtless all the time?
Oh, gross.
Fucking taking his shirt off during therapy sessions.
Yeah, the therapist said that.
Is he a Palin? Doesn't Track do that when he gets in a fight? He rips his shirt off and he starts kicking ass.
Yeah.
What's up with these hyper-masculine guys? He's got to fucking rip their shirts off every two fucking seconds.
That's ridiculous.
So stupid. You're not the Hulk, dumbass.
Posturing, yeah, morons.
Nobody cares about you.
Out of the sovereign state of Alabama.
Fuck you.
The current representative.
Yes.
I don't know what part of the state. Let's call it a really disgusting white part.
Oh, perfect.
Representative, this guy.
Yes.
He's heinous.
Yes.
But he's also dumb.
Okay.
I mean, he's one of these that he comes on and you know it's going to be something.
Boy.
Yeah. Representative Mo Brooks.
Yes.
Of Alabama took to the CNN, said that, they were talking about pre-existing conditions.
Okay.
And he argued against a healthcare plan that protects people with pre-existing conditions.
God, what a dick.
Saying, well, people who lead good lives and have done the things to keep their bodies healthy should receive reduced costs for health care. So, in again, typically heinous Republican fashion, they're blaming the victim.
Absolutely. What about the idea of just keeping everybody healthy? And doesn't that make our country more stable? But now you want to punish people because...
Yeah.
I mean, think all pre-existing conditions can be blamed on somebody eating too much? I mean, what a fucking dick.
Here's a little Mo.
People with pre-existing conditions
will be protected. Insurance companies will not be allowed to deny them coverage. But my understanding is, as you just mentioned, this new legislation would allow states to opt out and allow insurance companies to refuse to sell insurance to people with pre-existing conditions as long as there's some setup for them, pools of some sort. Is the president sending a message to Congress to change that provision, or did he not understand what was in the bill?
Well, that's not my understanding of the way the bill has been reframed. My understanding is that it will allow insurance companies to require people who have higher health care costs to contribute more to the insurance pool.
In Why? Other words, you're going to pay a shit ton more. It's no longer going to be the A part of the Affordable Health Care Act.
So now you're making it worse. You're sick. You need health care. And now you're going to have to pay through the nose. Now it's going to cost you more.
The whole point was all the healthy people must contribute to help keep the risk pool down. That's the point. The Republicans are saying, don't make healthy people pay. Yeah.
Well, what's the advantage of our society if you're sick, you can't afford to get health care? How does that help us? It doesn't make any fucking sense. Right.
That helps offset all these costs, thereby reducing the cost to those people who lead good lives, they're healthy,
lead good lives.
What in the fuck does that mean? What you know what?
See, he could have left that part out and just said to people that are already healthy,
yes,
that are in good shape, etc., that are really young. But no, he puts a moral fucking judgment on it to people that, because he's telling his horrible Lily White constituents, look at all the big, fat, lazy, brown takers that are just sucking off the government teat, and then they get sick, they get the diabetes after having 18 smoothies a day.
And you're making
Slurpees,
minimum wage. And you're making minimum wage, working 40 hours a week or more. Yeah. You have a couple of jobs, you're fucking tired, you're living a good life. What if you live in Michigan? What if you live in Flint? You drink some of that lead water, whatever the fuck they have.
Thereby reducing the cost to those people who lead good lives, they're healthy.
So he's saying you get sick, you're fucked, fuck you.
Didn't Jesus hang out with the fucking lepers? Didn't he cure the lepers or some shit like that? Is there some parable in the Bible? Jesus helping sick people?
Sure.
Does that not apply to him?
Hanging out with the hookers and all the fun people.
Oh, yeah.
Good lives, they're healthy, they've done the things to keep their bodies healthy, and right now those are the people who've done things the right way that are seeing their costs skyrocketing. Now, in fairness, a lot of these people with pre-existing conditions, they have those conditions through no fault of their own, and I think our society under those circumstances needs to help. The challenge, though,
what does that mean?
So you have high blood pressure.
He acknowledges that some isn't your cause, isn't your fault.
So who decides that?
Somebody gets MS.
Yeah. Well, that's genetic, right? Or
as far as we know, yeah.
But does he go through and say, like, oh, this high blood pressure you have,
well,
that's not your fault. That was inherited, so you're okay. You won't pay for
the unless
nose.
You're a big fat fuck.
Oh, yeah. Now
you're
pay.
Not eating well. Well, right. Isn't that a death panel?
Yeah, absolutely.
Doesn't that sound like somebody making judgment on whether you've led a healthy enough lifestyle qualify for insurance?
It's bananas. They're like, oh, okay, you're unhealthy. We're going to make it harder now for you to be healthier.
How cartoonishly evil are these Republicans? I mean, it's really heinous.
It's some Old Testament bullshit.
God.
It's rod, right?
And I think our society under those circumstances needs to help. The challenge, rod. Though, is that it's a balancing act between the higher cost of these mandates, which denies people coverage because they can't afford the health insurance policies anymore on the one hand, and having enough coverage to help those people who are truly in need. And it's a very complicated question, and I'm sure over the years there'll be different permutations of it.
Yeah, it's a very complicated question. So you're opting with fuck the sick people. That's your solution.
I don't even know what to say about this. This is so fucking heinous.
Yeah.
And I thought we were kind of past this. I thought we were going towards like single payer and shit with Obama. This guy's a fucking dick.
Maybe three ghosts will visit Trump and he'll wake up and decide that in order to really be a great president, he's going to say, fuck the Republicans.
Right.
And just say, I've decided single payer is the best way to go.
Boo.
Universal health care for everybody.
Yeah.
And the minimum wage should be $20 an hour. right?
God,
that'd be great.
It. Yeah, but he's not doing that.
Well, no.
We all thought there was a moment when we thought maybe.
There was that story that I put on our Facebook, which got a lot of shares and a lot of comments. Was a Bernie bro turned Trump voter.
Yes.
Because Hillary was the most corrupt, evil person ever to run, and they stole that election from Bernie.
That's so funny.
And now the guy is like, I think I fucked up.
Oh, really?
In fact, he's like pretty sure he fucked up.
Okay. Jeez, dude.
So,
sorry.
Right.
It's dumb.
The good news, K-Voice, a voice of resistance.
Oh, is it ready?
Will actually be going. Yeah,
I've been. A few minutes, man.
If I've been sounding like I'm multitasking, it's because it hadn't processed in the cloud. So I had to try to reprocess it and load while we're doing everything.
Today
everything's fine, everybody.
Yes. Today has been the show about how do you talk to your GOP friends who don't have any reason or logic behind the shit that they're saying. And what I've learned is, there's no fucking hope. You're fucked.
Well, yeah. Yeah. I mean, you got to hope that there's some of these, I don't know, middle of the roaders that might still be left. If there's any of these people that voted Obama inexplicably and voted Trump.
But how do you talk to Mo Brooks?
Well, he's gone.
How do you say
he's
like
gone. He's in his 60s, TikTok, I guess.
I mean, you don't have a lot of money, you're poor. You know, it kind of makes sense in a way that maybe you need more health care than somebody else because I don't know. You live in different kind of conditions, a different area, you work harder, longer hours.
Yeah.
Now you're gonna get punished.
Yes.
Fuck!
We're back tomorrow, hump day, everybody. 2 to 4 p.m. Pacific, 5 to 7 on the Eastern Type Coast. Don't forget iTunes, Stitcher, crabdiving.com. Ryan, don't forget, if you want to help us out here at Screaming Liberal Media, go to our Amazon hole, buy your shit through there. Thanks to those that do. You help us out a lot. crabdiving.com/Amazon. Wherever you buy, we get a little nibble taste. Doesn't cost you anything.
Pay me.
Just helps us out here at Screaming Liberal Media. Don't forget, Ryan's going to be doing some comedy somewhere soon. Find out where and when. At Rated R Comedy on the Twitter and the Instagram, or go to RatedRComedy.com.
Follow the very funny Patrick Vile on Twitter or Instagram at Vile Experience. Oh, so freaking Vile.
Have a great day. Back tomorrow.
TT Evan.
I mean, if the gays want to go out and do their gay sex, that's one thing.
That's one thing.
Thank you for listening to Crab Diving. Catch the crabs on Facebook. Facebook.com/crabdiving. And on Twitter and Instagram @crabdiving.